Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
It's been a little while since we talked about the Institute for Justice here, but I got an email from them yesterday, as did many of you. If you support the Institute for Justice, you can get on their mailing list and hear about all of their latest victories and all of their good fights that they put up. And this is in the form of an email from Scott Bullock, who's the director of the Institute for Justice. I've met him. He's a nice guy. Dear Steve, today the Institute for Justice scored a unanimous win at the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of Texas rancher Richie DeVillier, who is fighting for compensation after the state government built a barrier along a nearby highway and that flooded his ranch. Today's decision overrules and vacates a disastrous lower court opinion that would have gutted the Constitution's guarantee of just compensation when the government takes your property. Fifth Amendment says if the government takes your property, they are required to compensate you for it. However, many people simply think of the knee-jerk response like, oh, take is I see something and I take it. And sometimes a taking can be in the form of, here, the government did something that harmed his property. He can keep the property. It's just not what he had before they messed with it. So the Institute for Justice and the plaintiffs here are arguing they deserve compensation for the taking, and that's what happened when the ranch flooded because of this barrier that's put up. So Richie's family has farmed their land for three generations. A few years ago, Texas built a concrete barrier along a nearby highway to keep the road from flooding. The barrier works as intended in that it keeps the road from flooding, but during heavy rainstorms, the land north of the highway turns into a lake. In one storm, Richie lost acres of crops and about 100 cows and horses. Richie and his neighbors sued under the takings clause of the Fifth Amendment, which says private property should not be taken for public use without just compensation. They lost at the appeals court when it ruled, despite decades of precedent to the contrary, that the Constitution itself doesn't allow people to sue states when they take your property and don't pay for the privilege. The state must pass a law allowing you to sue. And that's one of those strange things. Because the Constitution, I believe, as originally drafted, was aimed primarily at the federal government. But over the years, the courts have said, especially with the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment, they have said that the things that the federal government can't do to you, the state government can't do either. And they've raised these arguments as recently as just a couple years ago, for instance, with the excessive fines clause and the Timms case. In that case, Tim's attorneys had said that if you're going to take stuff from this guy, if you're going to call it a fine, the fine must be proportional to what he's accused of doing. And the courts in that state said, well, the excessive fines clause is in the Constitution of the U.S. government, not in our Constitution. So we don't have to abide by that. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, you do. And so they've now made it to where almost every one of the Constitution amendments has been addressed that way, but not each and every one so far. I think there's still a few gaps in there. So the Institute for Justice convinced the Supreme Court to take up Richie's case to undo this evisceration of the Constitution's most basic protection for property rights. But once the court agreed to take the case, the state of Texas completely changed its tune. The state had argued in the lower courts that Richie couldn't sue under the Fifth Amendment. So facing off against IJ at the court, it reversed course and conceded that state law does let Richie sue under the takings clause. So with this concession, the high court overturned the appeals court decision and sent Richie's case back to Texas to proceed under Texas law. So it's not a complete win on every single point in the sense that this case will make great precedent for people everywhere, but it'll certainly help people in Texas. So because the court says Richie has a way to sue under Texas law, including filing a claim under the takings clause, it declined to answer the bigger question, and that is whether everyone can sue directly under the takings clause of the U.S. Constitution. So to the Institute for Justice, the answer is obviously yes. Constitution is an empty promise if it cannot be enforced. And that's the interesting thing. I've actually seen attorneys, especially for government entities, whether they're local, state, or otherwise, who often make an argument and say, well, yeah, that law's in the books, but it doesn't mean you can sue us over it. And it doesn't mean anybody can be arrested. So why is the law there? Is it just mere guidance? Is it just a hint? Is it why is the law there? And so if the law doesn't have a remedy, well, then what good is it? So that is a fight for another day, and one we will gladly take on, says the Institute. For now, Richie and his neighbors will get their day in court to seek justice. And, of course, this is one of those things, again, dragging through the court system. Thank you for standing with us as we fight to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans, Scott Bullock. And Scott, of course, really, really nice guy. Hung out with the guy for a couple days last fall. Spoke to him on a variety of issues. And the Institute for Justice will take these cases and fight them as necessary. And it's amazing how good the work they do is. However, unfortunately, the work is expensive. I'm going to mention to you, as I always do, the Institute for Justice is a nonprofit organization that exists entirely on the donations of its supporters. So if you find it in your heart to support the good work like this, then check them out at ij.org. I'll put a link in the description below the video. And I salute them. And the number of cases they've now had taken up, that is by simply the courts have agreed to hear them, and the number they've won, both are stunning numbers. And I actually went and watched last fall as they argued a case here in Michigan before the Michigan Supreme Court. And I've watched a lot of arguments before. I've actually sat and watched arguments before. And the job they did, their attorney just knocked it out of the park. It was amazing how well prepared the guy was, how smart the guy was, how good the arguments were. So I support the Institute for Justice. And if you support our Constitution, you should at least support them in spirit. So even if you can't donate or anything like that, just check their website out and look at the kind of cases they handle. And you'll see it's a grab bag from across America of the kinds of cases they handle. But it's constitutional cases where the government overreach has gotten into somebody's life. And by the way, I have to point out, and this is one of those things. This is why I knew this is the right video to do right now. I have a rack of t-shirts back over there behind the camera with about 200 t-shirts on it. And the t-shirts, I take them off the one end, put them on, wear them on camera, and then take them off, put them at the other end. And they work through like a rotation. And then, of course, as some shirts get older, I pull them out, new shirts go in. But the point is that the shirts are hung inside out so they don't get the little shoulder bumps from the hangers. And I don't even know what the shirt is when I pull the hanger off the rack. And then I take the shirt off and turn it right side out to see what I'm about to put on my body. And, of course, I've got the Qualified Immunity t-shirt on, which was given to me by the Institute for Justice. So if somebody had said, Steve, we really want you to wear that shirt when you do this video, I'd have said, I'm really sorry, guys. I haven't got time to dig through those shirts because I can't just look at the shirt. I got to look inside the shirt because the shirts are inside out. So when I pulled this shirt off the hanger, flipped it out, I'm like, oh, it's a qualified immunity shirt. Americans against qualified immunity. We're not for it. We're against it. And like I said, they're the ones who gave me this shirt. So I appreciate the shirt, but I appreciate the work they do. The email I got from Scott Bullock and a whole host of other people. Thank you for sending to me because I appreciate that. I know some people are going to say, Steve, why would you want other people to send you an email that you most likely got yourself? Number one, yeah, not everything works out perfectly. Maybe I didn't get it. But number two, I like to see how many people get this newsletter and respond to it. And so I know from the response that a lot of people in my audience are supporting the Institute, have signed up for the newsletter, and they read the newsletter when it comes. And I'll tell you right now, there's companies and there's businesses that send me newsletters that I never read. I never read them. So it's good to know that the people are reading these emails and they're connecting with this. And again, this is the kind of case where, and I guess I'm kind of naive on this, but I would have thought, if you'd asked me 20 years ago, and said, hey, Steve, someday you're going to be on some form of media and you're going to be talking about constitutional law issues to the general public, how narrow of a topic do you think you can talk about? How obscure of a topic? And if I thought to myself, gee, I wonder if I could ever do a video about somebody's property being taken, not physically, but in the sense that something happens to it because of government action, that going to the U.S. Supreme Court, I would have thought, no. Those I had to read those cases in law school. No one's going to want to read about that or hear about that. Turns out, more people are interested in this than I ever thought. So I appreciate that also. So again, The big win for Richie DeVillier in Texas, he and his family and the other ranchers affected by that situation can sue the state of Texas. And going forward, at least in Texas, people who've got claims like this can file suit against the state. It's just a question of what will happen in other states. There you go. Thank you, Institute for Justice. Thank you, Scott. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Happiness is not a horse. You cannot harness it.